Umongameli Robert Mugabe uthi umhlaba wonke jikelele umangaliswa ukuvuka komunye uGoliath ofuna ukudiliza amanye amazwe.
Some of us were embarrassed, if not frightened, but what appeared to be the return of the biblical giant called Goliath. Are we having a return of Goliath to our midst who threatens the extinction of other countries?
Umugabe wethule umbiko lo emhlanganweni we-United Nations General Assembly eNew York, lapho kukule nkokheli khona evela kwamanye amazwe. Uthe umongameli Donald Trump kumele azijayele uphondo okuzwayo.
And may I say to the United States President, Mr. Trump, please blow your trumpet. Blow your trumpet in a musical way towards the values of unity, peace, cooperation, togetherness, dialogue, which we have always stood for and which are well read in our very sacred document, the Charter of the United Nations.
Uthe ilizwe leZimbabwe lizalwisana lalabo abafuna ukuncindezela njengalokho elakwenza lilwisana labamhlophe ababeloncindezelo olumangalisayo.
Damnation we shall always resist, no matter whence it comes. We have resisted it when it was in the form of imperialism, as we fought for our own independence, our own culture, our own sovereignty to be masters of our own destiny. That's why we call ourselves free today. It is because the monster of imperialism was defeated by us.
Umugabe ugcizelele esithi kungaze kube lomunye umuntu ofuna ukuthi akhahlameze abantu ngendlela etshiyeneyo eleZimbabwe lizalwisana laye kuze kuyefika ekugcineni.
Bring us another monster by whatever name, he will suffer the same consequences.
Abanye abantu abalalele okwethulwe nguMugabe abagoqela umnumzana Dan Moyo, umgcini sihlalo webandla le-Movement for Democratic Change ekhokhelwa ngumnumzana Morgan Tsvangirai, bathe ubekhuluma ize nje. Umoyo uthi uhambo lukaMugabe luchitha imali eningi okumangalisayo.
Mbona ungathi nje bekuyikumosha imali ukuthi abuyele abantu abayi-70, just ube azo-adressa izinto ezingancedi lutho ngesimo selizwe lethu leZimbabwe. Ngibona ungathi uMugabe ukwakhe nje ukuthi nje aze engumuntu ozovakasha nje, angiboni ukuthi kusiza ngani ebantwini bakithi.
Uphinde wathi kuyamangalisa ukuthi ukhuluma ngokuthula eZimbabwe khona kulokukhahlanyezwa kwelungelo loluntu.
Kuhle ukuthi ukhuluma kanjalo, but akusikho esikubonayo kwenza kwelakithi eZimbabwe. Siyamuzwa ekhuluma ngokuthula emhlabeni lokuzwisisana, kodwa masibheka akwenzayo ebantwini bakithi kuhlukile lalokhu akukhulumayo. Abantu bakithi bayahlukunyezwa, bayashaywa just nje uma bephakama ngezinto abazibona zingabahambeli kahle elizweni. Imisebenzi ayikho, impilo inzima, and abantu mabethi bayacomplaina ngalokho, uthumela amaphoyisa akhe ukuthi achaye abantu. So ukuthi akhulume ngepeace e-United Nations ekubeni emzini wakhe elizweni lakhe akula nje ukuthula okunjalo.
Omunye njalo olalele okwethulwe nguMugabe ngumnumzana Thabang Nare, uthe ukwethusela uTrump akusuze kuqhuqhule lutho. UNare uthe uMugabe ufuna ukuthi uTrump akhulumisane laye njengalokho akwenza leyinye inkokheli yezwekazi le-Afrika.
Uyazithembisa izibhakela, but ngokubona kwami ngumuntu ofisa ukuthi uTrump eke emfonele ngumuntu ongelabudlelwana lokuTrump ngenye indlela yokutshengisela uTrump ukuthi hayi lami ngikhona, ungabe lokhu ufonele uZuma, ufonele uBuhari, lami ngicela ukuthi one day ungifonele lami sike sikhulume.
UMugabe kakhulumanga ngezitshezo zenoto azifakelwa ngamazwi entshonalanga njengalokhu ajayele ukwenza emhlanganweni we-UN General Assembly. Umoyo uthe kukhanya engani uyabona ukuthi amazwi amaningi kawasalaleli nxa ekhuluma ngodaba lolu.
Kusho ukuthi uyabona ukuthi yingoma nje abeyicula isikhathi sonke ezama ukuvala abantu ukuthi basole ama-sanctions ngokwehluleka kwelizwe leZimbabwe. But abantu ma bebona i-lifestyle yakhe, le-family yakhe, be-travela njalo all over the world, be-spenda izimali, i-argument yakhe really ayisabambi, ayisela balance. So abantu sebabona ukuthi nje bekuyi-argument ayisebenzisa nje ukuvala abantu, ukudonsa ubulembu ebantwini ukuthi bacabanga ukuthi ama-sanctions iwona aletha ukuhlupheka eZimbabwe. Ekubeni ukuhlupheka eZimbabwe kulethwa nguye le-family yakhe, labantu bakhe asebenza lawo ku-government yakhe.
Kasenelisanga ukukhuluma leziphathamandla zikahulumende labalandeli bebandla le-ZANU-PF ngodaba lolu. UMugabe useMelika labantu abedlula amajumi ayisikhombisa okubikwa ukuthi bathola amadola ayinkulungwane lengxenye 1500 umuntu munye ngamunye ngelanga. Akwaziwa ukuthi ubuyela nini kwele Zimbabwe. Ngimele iStudio 7 ngise-Washington DC, ngingoGibbs Dube.